The Mary Rose was principally a warship, and after its refit in 1536, 9 years before the sinking, it acted as a platform for guns, both big and small. One of the larger guns on board was this demi-culverin. This unusual name refers to the specific size of the gun. The gun was made from bronze, which oxidizes over time, and this has given it the slightly green color you can see. It is what is known as a muzzle-loading gun, which means the gunpowder and shot were loaded from the front of the barrel. This contrasts with the iron guns on board, which were breech-loading, meaning that they were loaded from the back. The Mary Rose was a state-of-the-art ship when it was built, and the refits it had over its 34-year career ensured it was responding to the rapid developments in technology that went into the design of artillery. This gun is one of the most highly decorated of all the guns recovered from the Mary Rose. The inscription below the crowned Tudor rose translates as Henry VIII, by the grace of God, King of England and France, Defender of the Faith, Lord of Ireland, and in earth of the English Church, Supreme Head. The inscription below this refers to Robert and John Owen, the brothers who were the gun founders in London. The gun was positioned as you see it on this mirror image of the ship, at the widest part, at the front of the stern castle, almost pointing forwards. It was put here so that it could be fired at enemy ships that were in front of the Mary Rose, rather than to the side. The transparent gun carriage that it stands on is a replica of the original design. It has been made so you can see the details of the internal iron fittings. Compared to other gun carriages, the supports for the trunnions, the circular parts that stick out of the sides of the main barrel, are higher than they would normally be. This was to make sure that the gun could be angled to fire at the maximum range.